was the agreement too for the purpose of, there is no comparable action on the house.
And how does that break down?
I think if you look in dollars, we did it in units, and we don't put it all together. I can't break that down for you. Majority of the activities.
Where's the money going?
Majority of the activities in special ed.
What happens to bilingual?
Bilingual would increase by about. By about 45 units statewide.
The average unit is probably in the neighborhood of what, $33,000, $34,000 now?
A little more,
maybe 35.
Okay.
How many?
45 units.
45?
Yes.
About $900,000.
It's in all. Do that again. $35,000?
Times 45.
Okay, what about the vocational?
Again, you have the same basic question. You have vocational going up in a neighborhood of, vocational will go up 38, 15, 53 units approximately.
Same dollar.
Same dollar. $1.8 million. The biggest one is special ed, which would go up approximately 130 units. 4.5. And then the elementary formula would go up approximately 87 units.
Elementary. This is in addition to the changing in the
separate site. Yes. Yes.
This is a new. Okay, why?
That's correct.
Okay, how many units?
87.
How does it go up?
They change the formula, they change the ADM. Which derives the number of units you'd have for...
Oh, 1970?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So those are the basic categorical formula changes, foundation formula changes.
Bilingual is around 5 million, isn't it? Million.
Currently? It's about 5.8, I believe, for fiscal right. 81. Yes.
So you'd be adding for the 5.8, 1.5. How about vocational? What's the other? Anybody remember that? I'm just trying to see what kind of percentages we're dealing with in these changes and not really about the dollars.
About 16 to work in, about 21 for the special.
16 and 21, approximately. I don't need the exact.
It's about 15 and 22, that's pretty close.
Okay, and how about elementary? That must be very large.
We don't have that one broken out. That's part of the overall.
Well,
2,050 million.
70 million. That's the biggest single difference in terms of dollars in the bills. In terms of approach, the very bottom items, the items not addressed in the Ferguson proposal. Secondary school definition, which was requested by the department to identify the definition in statute for the junior high school and mid school program. I don't think that's a problem for a corporation in any buildings before the committee. The next two items are a major distinction. Elimination of NLUA and elimination of PLA 7-4 offset. The reason that I didn't bring to your attention the disparity for the question in the Moss bill is because the Moss bill eliminates the problem by doing away with the offset by statute, whereas in the other proposals it may happen anyway. So it's already accounted for in the Moss proposal.
If I remember that correctly, though, even though it eliminated NLUA, elimination of the offset, that is funding PLA 7-4 directly through the increase. In terms of that trade-off, they got more money, is that right?
Yes, they picked up approximately $9
million. $7 million, so does that solve the, if we took the Ferguson bill and had that provision in somehow, I don't know what kind of chaos that would create.
I don't know, we have to take that.
What do you say?
We have a great deal of difficulty with that because of the distribution of the PLA 74.
Oh, yeah, it's inequitable because some of them get them and some of them don't.
We'd rather see a different kind of.
In the aggregate, the rural areas gain $7 million, but it's not distributed.
Harper Center in particular gets, they get less, two others get a little bit less, and then others, it ranges from tripling to doubling.
It's not a max rolling in this distribution.
Yes, sir. The last four items, again, are items that do not appear in the Ferguson proposal, although in some aspects they do appear in the task force report. Equalization of the mill value is a different approach to equalization than that was used by the task force.
Mm-hmm. $5 million.
That's right, approximately $5 million estimate, based on only those areas where, for example, there will be a property tax for purposes of school funding. The last two items, again, are, was an attempt in the Moss proposal, which don't appear in any of the other proposals, to address the question of accountability. The minimum expenditure for instruction to direct the schools and have the legislative interest in where money should be spent. The deduction of state aid for fund balance and an attempt to ensure that schools improve their management techniques to the point where they spend the money they had available expended for instruction at the same time. It may be possibly incorporating some of the comments we heard today about the plans for the districts in terms of how, what they plan to do in addressing their specific needs and how they accomplish those objectives in the next year.
Did you skip property tax relief, or was that
incorporated? That, it was incorporated in the equalization process. At least I tried to incorporate it there.
Very interesting. Okay, yeah. Now let me ask one thing. What about the, are these things, these issues not addressed in Ferguson's proposal? Are they mutually exclusive of the concepts that he has?
No. Well, I think the only one would be the elimination of Field 874. I would think that would be the only one that would be exclusive.
It's contradictory.
Yes. First, I think you could still use equalization of field value process. You could still have minimum expenditures for instruction. You could still have secondary school definition. But I don't think the offset of 874 in the blue fits the philosophy of this bill, as addressed by Bob.
Well, you see, if they're... There's only a few of them that are contradictory. We can take those up first and decide what philosophical approach we want to utilize. And then go through all the other questions and just, you know, look at their costs and the ones that are not contradictory. Look at their costs and see if we'd like to do it, plug them in. And also look at their impact in terms of the equity questions and make a decision, you know, on each separate item as we go down. That way, then we come up with it.
Similar to the way you treated, I think, Mr. Chairman, several weeks ago, your question on permanent fund and tax relief.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Identifying the basic questions and saying, in effect, yes or no.
Right. Okay. Dave Walsh, I say, sorry, walk in. Are you still going to testify?
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Dave Walsh. As those of you who could attend yesterday know, the mayors and the league already spoke with regard to this legislation. I'll just touch briefly on two items. The first one is, of course, the amount. As we discussed yesterday, the inflationary spiral has hit on all levels of government, and local government is no exception. Probably the best example of what would be necessary if this bill does not pass is the Mat-Su School District. They are looking at an additional $2 million. That is not $2 million starting from zero, that's $2 million starting from where they are for schools alone. And if we are to continue to provide quality education for our children, we only have two choices. One is an increase in the foundation, and the second is higher taxes. This is an extremely inappropriate year in most communities in the state. Certainly mine is no exception, to raise property taxes. With the economy the way that it is, the employment situation the way that it is, it would be very difficult to do so and expect the taxpayer to bear the burden. Second thing that I wish to comment on is the timing and of the bill. And on that, I would take off my municipal league hat and put on my Anchorage Assembly Chairman hat. Our charter mandates that we pass the school budget by May 1st. It also mandates that we pass the school budget 30 days, no more than 30 days, after the budget is presented to us. That would be roughly our meeting on the 29th, which is the last Tuesday in April. The 22nd, due to the Western Interstate region of the National Association of Counties meeting in Boise, we will be short a couple of members on the assembly. Normally, most of us who are going would cancel that, except that next year the WIR convention is in Anchorage, and as the next year's host city, we must send some representatives. That's going to leave us short. We can't hold a special meeting either before or after. But the basic problem is not the meeting on the 22nd. The basic problem is the fact that we have to set mill rates by the 29th too, and we can't set mill rates until we finalize the school budget. Now, we can work around the problem that we have on the 22nd through the 25th for the Western Interstate region. It's putting the the mill rates and the school budget together that's the problem. If the extra foundation money is not to be there, that will, of course, affect what we do in the school budget, either in terms of cuts or in terms of raising the mill rate. For our financial people to work through that analysis and on the school budget, come back to us with the mill rate, is going to take a minimum of 7 days, they say. And therefore, if we are to pass the mill rates on the 29th, as our charter calls for, we must be done with the school budget no later than the 22nd. And if we were to have, so ideally for us, if we were to have some indication as to what we could expect from the foundation program by the 15th, we could finish the school budget on the 15th. If it is sometime between the 15th and the 22nd, we can hold and will hold a special meeting for that purpose. Anytime after the 22nd puts us in substantial jeopardy in terms of getting the mill rates ready so that we can pass on those on the 29th as we have to do. We could hold a special meeting on the 30th and push it back one more day. Except the problem is the mill rates have to be passed by ordinance, and an ordinance has to have a public hearing. A public hearing has to be noticed for 2 weeks. So at this point, we're planning to have the public hearing on the mill rates on the 29th. And thus, we must finish the school budget no later than the 22nd if we are to have any kind of meaningful hearing on the mill rates. So any possible way of accommodating that schedule, I know December would be very appreciated.
What's today?
Today is March 28th.
Yeah, 28th. Well, I don't think we should have any trouble getting, as I said before, getting this done before the 15th. That's the deadline that I've been looking at. And I'm feeling now that we probably won't go to pre-conference on this issue. So once this committee is done with this work we're talking about, 2 days and it's fine. So I think we should be able to make that clear.
I'd like to make one point clear, which is my own tech side when I go home. The Western Interstate region poses a problem only in that it will be difficult to hold a special meeting from the 22nd to about the 26th. We can work around those days, but again, the critical dates are the 22nd for the school budget and the 29th. Thank you.
The approach that I'm going to use from here on in terms of procedure is the first decision has to be made is a decision on how much money is available, not just in terms of this request, but in terms of hundreds of other requests that we have. And my staff's been preparing a memo for other members of the legislature other than the finance committee. I think we're going to make we'll have a decision on that by Monday morning. Assuming that there's sufficient money to fund these proposals, that is somewhere around $50 million, then we need to get the bill. And Captain Moss is not here today, and I understand he'll be in the hospital all weekend. I've heard lately that's what I heard a while back. So it'll probably be necessary to reconstitute a subcommittee, a different subcommittee, to do some work over this weekend, first couple of days next week. Most of the members are not here, so I won't do any good to point the committee now, but we'll be calling that group together this weekend and staff and also other interested parties here to try to hash out some of these differences and get some kind of compromises in order. Brian?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just to comment, I think that $50 million figure is going to be a difficult number to reach. Having spent some time with your staff this afternoon going over, as I recall, the basic limit for new legislation, exclusive of what's already passed, was around $100 million. That would include anything over $30 million in public school foundation. And the best guess for new legislation before us was about $320 million worth of legislation.
The governor has $30 million in, so anything over $30 million has got to come out of that $100 million. And,
so does the rest of the three.
So does the rest of the three. Okay, are there any other comments? Okay, I'm having prepared for you copies of a memo that Mike Dugan wrote and finished late last night, brought over to my house. for our deliberations today on budgets and also on SB 199 and the revenue sharing bill and all the other things that we have, which is a memo that looks at all the money that we're looking at spending and on new legislation and shows us really essentially that despite all the money we have, there's a real problem in doing everything because the requests are really outstripping the amount of money available. And then also appended to that is two things. One is a memo from Brian Rogers regarding bonds, and I think not counting 752.
That's right. I didn't include that in there.
Which is $52 million. Brian had $857 million.
879.
879. So add the 52 to that.
Which is not 52 anymore.
Which is what anymore?
78. We're 950.
I didn't do that. What did I say? 879?
Yeah.
So $957 million worth of bonds, and our limit is 250, our working limit. We might be able to bust that a little bit. 250. So that's a big crunch right there. And for instance, I was telling people in the new legislation, we had set aside $100 million for new legislation. But
that was after the $20 million that we'd assumed had already passed. In fact, $24 million has already passed.
And we've forgotten the pay raises.
And we've forgotten the pay raises, and that $24 million doesn't include the $6 million that was left to the governor's desk for the bond.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay, so
I don't think
so. So we're around 55 or so million dollars that we got left. And if you look at all the things on the House priority, now this doesn't even count the Senate. Just the House priority list, you're looking at about 150, $200 million worth of stuff.
180 plus members' priorities.
Yeah. And we got $59 million or $55 million to do it. So.
I just kind of want to throw that in when we start thinking about all the things people want to stuff into the budget.
Okay. And then that also assumes, all these numbers assume that we don't exceed the governor's figure enough even.
That's what I mean.
You know, and I don't know where we're going to be on that, so. Yeah, but.
I'd like to see, before we start marking up any budgets, I would be interested in the totals for each from each subcommittee. Get a general idea.
Really should have the analyst for that, I suspect, unless people know. Who here doesn't know their number?
I don't, because we're doing the final check in Boston.
Okay, well, let's just, what do you got, Brian?
Social services, $1,530,000 above the governor's request. It's $2,006,000 above governor's adjusted, but above the governor's original number, $1,530,000.
Okay, that's what counts. What do you got in university?
Exactly the same number.
Sally, what do you think you're going to
do? We'll probably be under the governor's fee.
But then you've got some things for the committee to look at in terms of the
Well, I'm going to present them as an appendix, and I'm going to recommend that we not add them all in.
Joe?
It's hard to say. Health is going to be somewhat over. Not all that much, I'd say $500,000 at the most. Plus, whatever your alcoholism package was.
Plus mental health?
Well, yeah,
you don't
add any of
Joyce's right?
priorities.
Okay. Jim?
General government's $1,200,000. Governor's adjusted, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Under governor's adjusted. I think development, you can just count even, and it may even be low. It won't be over.
It'll be close, huh? Coral?
Governor, with an amendment that he's had to the bridge, I don't know how long it's going to be, something like that, but it's an amendment that they sit down and ask you, but if you go.
Oh, we have been legislators. What else? Do you know, Joe, on education, where you're coming in?
Haven't got started. One of the short sessions.
Really?
No markup.
On the education?
Yeah. We've got a lot to do.
He's
not going
to
be here.
By the way, I don't know. I guess I'm...
Take the recording off.
And,
Could you get paid down here, Jerry?
Yeah, sure. It depends on how much you want to go into it.
What category am I missing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get
to
that
one.
Somebody else?
Can you get Shrill? Yeah, thanks. Is that your
finance? Oh. Thank you.
For us. Let's play finance.
Good name.
Well, The alcohol stuff is in, according to the governor, is treated, you know, separately. So if you subtract that out, we're only 830,000 over at this point, because Jim was under and you guys were over. So we're in the ballpark.
But you got everybody can't get out of it.
Some guys are just not as good as others.
I'm just tough.
You know, Jim, he's hard on those public employees.
Can we go see what I got in this pocket?
Bob, we're trying to figure out how we're going to be doing here. Do you have any idea at all whether or not where the committee might end up in relation to the governor's budget? The subcommittee. Yeah, the subcommittee. Because none of the guys are here today. So. And I know you're not speaking.
Yeah, there'll be, even with a bunch of things folks added in there, they're relatively small. You still should be within 100 degrees up or down at the most.
Pretty close to the governor's level.
And with Leo, about the same. But that leaves out your correction master plan.
Yeah, great, that's true.
But that's pretty soft.
Yeah, we don't have a number for that, do we?
Not yet. I haven't done a total, I really want to take. Leo's only about half done, but I know the way he's going to be pretty close to the guy.
Well, let's say each one of those was 100 over. It'd be $1 million that were over. So that's
pretty good.
That's pretty close.
And what's the governor's budget? What did he submit it at?
1.2.
Well, 1.18?
Yeah, 1.2.
Plus 70 million half.
No, actually, it's 1.192, I think, is up there.
Is that
because
that's 10%
increases
and stuff?
Yeah.
Because it's already exceeded
his estimate
from what we received today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You got something else? Yeah, just remembering. There's this Village Public Safety Officer program that they're kicking around.
Yeah, what's that?
It's 2.5 million.
And that's over.
Who's
been kicking that around?
Sure, I hate to be conservative in this liberal year.
Well, we kicked that right out. So you're going to be under?
Yeah.
You and Jim are the only 200 at this point. How much?
Sally, we better go back and reconsider.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure how much. As I say, Bob's gone and we finished up the figures Friday morning. But I know we're going to be under with Fish and Game and have to balance off. Natural Resources stayed just about governor's level, and DEC stayed right around governor's level.
Allison, what are you saying about the governor's numbers on this?
What we're looking at here is the governor suggested figure, and I've input what we've received to date on the salary increases. And I believe he was estimating, what, $45 million general fund or something like that? I don't recall. But we have not received all the contract costs, and to date we have general funds that are around 59. Let's see.
How much?
Let's see. General funds for the amendments we've received to date is $49 million.
$4,900?
$49 million general funds.
Those are amendments?
Mm-hmm.
To what budget?
To the operating budget for the salary increases. That's why I asked if you
would include. $49 million above what he submitted in his executive budget?
But he had an estimate in there. That's what I was asking you. You know, on the cover sheet of the executive budget document, he estimates what he's going to be submitting for salary and benefits increases.
Yeah.
His estimate was low. Remember, we went over this with the budget and management division at the beginning of the year. And his estimate, he has already submitted amendments that total to what his original estimate was for.
So his estimate was low. Well, could you get Jay or somebody get Jay Hogan? He's free. Because we've been assuming the limit is $1,250, and it's really. It's really $1,250 plus, you know, all the budget amendments he sent down. Plus the difference in the salary. And that $10 million, you're not counting that either, right?
No, that's still coming. Whatever that cost you.
What do you got? Anything, Jerry?
I
Yeah, we have more reductions than we got add-ons.
You do?
Yeah, we have $1,000,004 reductions.
But we'd already found that before they sent their budget amendment. We'd used it.
We used it.
So that's why I said we're 2.6 above the governor's adjusted. We're only 1.5 above the original governor.
Because he adjusted down.
He adjusted down, and we'd already adjusted that one down, taken a savings from one page and moved it on to an add-on into another page. Unfortunately, they realized it. Russ?
That's because of decreased usage of one of the...
They overestimated longevity bonus.
Right.
There's one problem. I mean, we can talk about increasing the operating budget limit if the governor comes in, you know, with his amendments, brings it up to 1280 or you know, whatever it is, but that still counts. We've only got 4.16 billion, and wherever you increase the governor's, you increase the operating limit, that's fine, but you got to decrease something else.
Oh, absolutely.
And after spending most of the day with Mike yesterday, there's
well,
just
I
not
just
many
want everybody
to
get, you know, get that. I mean, it's not the worst. Well, it's just that all these things got to be considered at once, rather than just, you know, if we go through here in the operating budget and add 30 million to it, then later on we might want that 30 million or something else.
Yeah.
So I just want to. Is he available?
He'll be right now.
Thank you.
Okay. There's no weakness.
But first, let's see what the governor's limit is, because we got two constraints, Brian. As you point out, we have two constraints. We have the governor's operating limit as a constraint, and then we have the lack of money as a constraint. I mean, the total.
But you know, if we come out as close on the operating budget, it just looks there. That's, I think, about all you can ask for.
Yeah,
as far as the operating goes.
But see, the operating budget goes up in free conference because the Senate has different priorities in the House. And
I understand that.
Boom.
But, I mean, if we hold pretty close together, figure, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Considering how people.
Confidential.
I think you guys have all gotten a sheet. Excuse my markups. I hope I didn't put any bad words in there or anything. I forgot this wasn't a clean copy when I had it copied for you. But well, I've scratched out some things. You'll see my opinions in here. But I've cut out. But what this is a memo from Mike, which looks at revenues and expenditures and cash flow. The very last pages are the cash flow problems that we have. And if you just turn to that, not even talking about the two constraints we just dealt with, which is the operating limit and the total figure limit, cash flow, if you only take the House priorities, and even assuming that the permanent fund goes in on a monthly basis, all new legislation is prorated over 12 months, Native Land Claim 110 is prorated, and the dividends are paid between October 15th and November 15th, and the loan stuff is paid out quarterly, so those are a pretty heavy assumption. We have deficits, that is, negative cash flow, that is, we're bouncing checks 8 months out of 12. So, you know, we're going to have to adjust our expenditures, you know, based upon this. Jay, I was wondering if you could get all the analysts to, for our purposes this week, to, the governor has budget amendments in, and there are some things that we haven't calculated. What I'm trying to do with, you know, I had Mike write this memo over the weekend, what I'm trying to do is kind of get a picture of the broader picture, you know, of what all of our, what the cash flow problems are in the state, what the all the different requests add up to more money than we've got available, and to see that before we make decisions on the foundation formula and revenue sharing and all that kind of stuff. And Allison just tells me that there's another $10 million that I haven't anticipated coming out for Local 71, and what else is it?
PSEA.
Those kind of things, right? So there, I have the sense that there's probably, you know, $10 or $15 million we're not accounting for. What I'd like to do is have you go through and list all the governor's budget amendments that increase his budget, because he's going to still stick with his old limit, and then he's going to give us those budget amendments, the old trick. So give us a list of all those, plus other unanticipated things that we might not have seen. I thought this was already passed. Hey, Joe, is HB 578, is that what bill is that?
No idea.
That's the municipal bond.
Oh,
municipal project.
I thought that passed the Senate.
Municipal. No, not the bonds. That's the municipal grant account.
Oh, Mr. LeGrand account. Okay. They need somebody to come to testify on that.
Right. Mr. Chairman, you're absolutely right. The governor's amendments today sort of hastily put together about $50 million over his budget. So
we've got two constraints. We've got the governor's budget constraint, which we're going to have to get into lift. But every dollar we spend over that also cuts out, because we've been saying in our calculations of where the $4 billion is going to go, we've been saying that the governor's limit was going to be $1,250. And if it's now a 1.3, then that's $50 million we've got to cut out of other priorities. So it's important to know that. Did you hear that, Mike?
What's
the governor's own budget amendments increase his budget by $50 million. So.
And light his own, start spending that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. You can take care of that, Mr.
Yes,
Brown,
sir. Right.
Thank you. Dave?
Yes, sir.
The reason I called you in, we're trying to figure out where we're going to be on the budgets. And is there going to be any problem in education keeping within the governor's limit? The governor's dollars?
There's been a traditional opportunity for expense, let's say, in Arts Council and the Public Broadcasting Commission. Now, what the governor did in those two areas, he held public broadcasting to the prior year. He didn't even put inflation in. He did not fund Capital 81. In the Arts Council, he went inflation only. So if you take those two components aside, I'd say yes everywhere else.
But those are sometimes millions of dollars.
That's right. At least not, in this case, it may be hundreds of thousands involved in terms of increase over the governor. If you follow traditional patterns.
There you go. Yeah, well, he knows that that's stuff that we fund, so he doesn't
right.
Imagine. So you got Arts Council.
Arts Council, which could be, I would guess from experience,
and all the public stations that people like to.
All public stations. And the governor put inflation in. The request above inflation is about $1.2 million, $1.3 million. And the request from the Arts Council probably adds up to another $500,000 at least.
And then you got the rep wants $4.3 million.
Yeah, I wasn't counting that one.
$4.3 million?
Yeah, the rep. Let me tell you a good story.
Hey, they want Miles diamonds asked for diamond studs.
I went to see it yesterday. But Miles comes in and he wants $479 million to go to the rep, right? In the supplemental.
$479,000.
So I go, oh, come on, Miles. You know, do you really want to do it? And I try to talk him out of it. No, he really wants it. It's really a high priority of his, and he'd already told him he'd gotten it for American. So kind of reluctant. I put that's a lot of money, right? $480,000 for the rep of something. But I figured, man, we really did something for him, right? So here comes in Paul Brown in my office, and I'm ready to take all the plaudits. And I say, well, you know, we got you that supplemental. And I figured the guy's going to just really be pleased, right? And he goes, well, that's nothing. So here's what we really need, $4.3 million for next year. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to say. I couldn't believe it. The diamond studs at tour of the state, $4.3 million. So we've cut it down now to $4.3 million. So anyway, yeah, not counting that.
There is one other area, Mr. Chairman. It's in a bill form, and that's a bill basic education.
What's that?
There's a bill for about $600,000 in bill basic ed, which is beyond the governor's budget. I don't know where you'd want to count that if you want to take a look at it.
Where's community school funding?
The governor's only got it in an inflation level. I don't know if there's community schools authorization language. I'm not sure there's a fiscal note attached to that.
It probably is.
I'll have to check that.
Is that bad?
Yeah. Dave. I think Pappy's going to be gone for a while. I understand he might.
Before we begin,
we'll work right up to 10 o'clock.
We have made decisions in almost every category. Several things have to be done. One is data processing is in the process of reorganizing. And so we left them at the governor's level. Allison let Colin come in close to that level too when he reorganized.
Well, it will mean reductions in other categories that will be offset by general fund increase in data.
It'll net out the same problem. Department of Revenue had requested a number of new employees. We held those at continuation level, held them at continuation level to wait and see what happened to the income tax bill. And other than that, I think that's all.
I can't get pencils, get pens.
How about paint?
Growth Policy Council, I just found out what decision we're going to make on that one, so that's taken care of. On that, we allowed everyone. Well, we took 3% vacancy out of the categories unless the governor had taken more. In some cases, the governor had taken more than 3%. In some cases, they had taken zero. So we took 3% vacancy and turnover out of every category. At least. Some of them have more. Some of them have more.
Jim, is this a total sheet, the first page?
On the first page, you'll find is a total sheet. If you flip over to page 30, bottom page 36, you'll find a summary for funding.
On
the cut sheet. Well, you don't have the cut sheet. The small four-page sheet is a summary of each category.
The first one is just the opposite of the governor's summary.
Right.
So the big summary is this here.
It's a little four-page thing.
Okay, and the bottom page 36, you get the funding. You're 1.1 down.
1.2. 1.2 down. Well, 1.1 on total expenditure, 1.2 on general fund.
That's it.
Which is a 1% decrease.
Okay, good. Very good.
Okay, going right through it to the table page. Yeah. Anyone good? Yeah. I'll go through the short form and I'll ask Allison to help me out as I go. So we'll get on executive operations.
You got a page to keep?
Okay.
Page
on the governor's office,
page six.
Executive
five.
Office, page 5. You'll note that we allowed, we did make some changes.
Do you have a page on these sheets where it shows the difference between the House and the governor?
Yeah, page 5 is.
Page 4A.
Yeah.
4A. House analysis, House versus governor. Okay, right here. Okay. Okay.
4A, I guess. Okay. Okay, what we did here is that last year they moved in the special projects office, which is Bob Palmer's shop, moved it into the governor's office. They want to move back out this year, and that's what we did. There's really no other change. We didn't cut them any. We just transferred money out.
Transfer money. It shows up in another spot.
Right. But that's another spot. Yeah. On the executive office, there's really no decrease at all. We did allow a couple of positions that were eliminated last year, the Bethel positions. Phil's not here.
I'm here.
Oh, Phil is here. We allowed the special assistant to the governor and the clerk types 3 in Bethel last year at pre-conference. Those positions were deleted.
That was the George Holman.
That was George's request, but we left them back in. And my understanding is that
it's clear.
That's cleared up. That's
it's okay all. Now, huh?
That's what I understand. We'll find out in pre-conference probably. Okay, so office of the governor Bethel. Excuse me. The next one that shows up is office of the governor Bethel, but that was zeroed last year and it was set separate so that they would know we had zeroed it. Next, we have the special projects coordinator. This is transferred out of the executive office. We're reestablishing.
Now, is that our idea or the governor's?
That is.
Well,
go ahead.
The reason that they combined it with the executive office was because last year, during three conference committees, was moved to Congress and Economic Development. They wanted it left in the office of the governor. And rather than move it back as a separate component, they combined it with executive office to protect the budget. As long as it's left in the office of the governor, they don't care whether it's budgeted separately or in the executive office.
It's in the executive office. It's just broken out separately. So
they just want to keep it under the umbrella of saying, don't mess with our stuff, right? Yeah.
But we did mess with it. We took, they had requested an increase in the Agriculture Action Council. We reduced that by, we took an increase out in the northern last year. So we reduced it by $50,000 over that request. Contingency fund. We left at $750,000. The balance now is $150,000 left. We figured he's going to make it this year, he can make it next year. Executive mansion, we just left that alone. Pretty tough to mess with. Okay, regulatory reform office is one that we left.
Is that ongoing?
Yes, so. At the governor's, at the governor's level. And the reason why I did this, that part of the.
Do you remember that list the governor sent down of things that he considered to be under his purview that he didn't want to mess with? Was regulatory reform on it? I think it was.
I think it was, too. I had to check. It was a fairly long list.
Too bad.
We haven't made a deal with the governor, as you guys know, but he sent several different lists to us, some of which were so ridiculous they have to, you know.
This was on it?
Yeah, regulatory reform was on special project.
This is one of McConkie.
McConkie.
Mm-hmm. McConkie.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought it was something else.
I've checked.
Yeah. Well, it's right now. All right, it's all coming back.
Yeah. He wants to protect the Growth Policy Council, the public forum, hit all his budgets, which was really no problem, you know. But then he's got all these other guys like Bob Palmer, mm-hmm. McConkie, that he wants to protect in the veto-proof agreement.
Right.
If we get. And I think we ought to at some point really consider, you know, what it's worth to. I mean, those are some of the most onerous things that happened last year were things that were covered by the governor's umbrella. For instance, in my opinion, the those shows that the public forum put on, what do you call those? Town meetings. I thought those were terrible, personally, as a concept. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you get. Now, what the governor's going to do this year, by the way, is he's wiping out public forum, and he's going to go to media, some sort of a.
He's going to transfer it to Office of Communications.
Yeah, he's going to transfer the money to Office of Communications. He's going to do some sort of media blitzing. I don't know if it's town meetings or what. Do you want your red pencil?
Yeah.
Anyway, on regulatory reform, we left it there because of that, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
No big deal.
Any other need to be sharpened. I didn't throw you the sharpened one, but I don't want to stab.
What have you with electric? No.
There's one here, there's one there.
They're proliferating.
Well, there's a strategy you could do, which is to take it out and put it back in. I don't know. We'll leave it in right now. I'll have to go up to the governor.
See what the guy's strategy is taking out, leaving it out.
Down.
Brian, how come this is $700 above the governor's request?
What is?
Regulatory Reform Office. Is that what it is?
No, it's not.
He's been built. Oh, I see. I'm looking at requests, not governors. Yeah.
What's the difference between the request and the governor? There's $700 difference.
Regulatory Reform?
It's a salary increase that was not the beginning.
Salary. What are those guys making anyway?
$58,000 for McConkie and.
McConkie hangs in, you know.
58.8. He's making more than a governor.
No, he's not. Governor should.
McConkie is.
Okay, report from the
board. We really want to see a public parasite.
Can we put legislative intent on this reapportionment board?
Legislative intent. District 20.
I mean, that guy, he can just. Reapportionment board, governor's level, I don't think much we can do on that.
Turn this function over to the legislature.
We're required.
Yes, send this to the governor.
Executive operations, Lieutenant Governor's office, the governor submitted a technical amendment to reduce hearing fee by 38.1. Other than that, we've got the F request.
Boy, this one is really sound. This is the Terry Miller re-election campaign.
Yeah. Which one is that? On page again?
Page 19.
18.
Don't be too sure of that. I may not be in this office.
Too long. Could be Clintilian.
That's right.
Where do you got that? What is it?
Oh, we got that. Yeah, we know.
Okay. Next.
Next is DP.
Oh God, this is.
They have requested three new positions, which we disallowed, which totals 88,000. Is that correct, Allison?
Yeah.
Disallowed travel for the new positions. Disallowed the cost. The governor had a budget amendment taking $75,000. Out, that was transferred.
And that was a duplication.
A duplication that we found. That was a major, well, those are changes we made, so we came up below the governor's figure.
We also did a major project.
It was $100,000 in major project review, which we did.
Maybe we should go by these so fast. Maybe we should do what we think is the best thing to do first, and then if we are forced to put it back in.
Yeah.
Well,
this is the best thing to do.
Yeah, and this one, but I say that maybe we should have done this on somebody's past one.
The hassle that businessmen have with state government, I'm not sure what they're.
Special projects coordinator.
We were going to bring him down, we never did. And we did use special projects coordinator for $50,000.
Well, that is money to Alaska Public Advocates.
But I'm not sure. I think it might be good to have McConkie come down and justify that it should exist.
This 468 special projects coordinator is a $50,000 reduction?
Yes. Over there, $50,000. They wanted to increase the Agriculture Action Council, which is Bob.
Oh, DPDP or?
No.
I'm switching back for that. I'm sorry.
Is it a regulatory reform?
No, he's an agriculture.
I was on page 9.
Special project.
Special project.
I guess you did.
I'm lost too. Which one did you? Which one did you?
Page 9.
Well, I'm back on page 15. The rest is.
I just switched back. You see, when I saw that they cut this DPDP, I thought. That's probably right. They shouldn't get two more people. And I know the governor's going to say that those two people are covered by his beautiful umbrella, right? I say, maybe to hell with that. Maybe we should do what we think is right, based upon our priorities. And then if we have to put it back in, we have to put it back in.
That sounds right.
So then I thought, well, let's go back through some of these that I skipped over real quick, saying, well, that's covered by the governor's deal. And I think that starts on page 9. But that's $50,000, that's probably reasonable.
Yeah, we took that out. I think it's a reasonable cut.
And then on contingency fund, that's reasonable.
Executive mansion, you can't
executive mansion, what can you do on page 13?
Regulatory reform, we didn't do anything, but
it's different regulatory reform.
And we didn't bring the county down.
Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in.
Let's recommend a zero, I'll bring him down.
What's your recommendation?
I can recommend zero. It's uncertain.
Let's bring him down. Well, the recommendation of the subcommittee is zero. Is there objection?
I did this to him once before when he was head of energy and power.
Zero with the request,
Zero with the regrets. He was down here in one day.
Aren't you concerned?
And Zero follows him everywhere.
We'll bring him in.
Brian says no. Jim? We'll zero him with the idea that he can come in and defend himself.
If he wants to, yeah.
Right. If he wants to, he'll be down.
Okay. The apportionment report stays the same. Like Governor, we took out that budget limit to get everything.
You gave him anything else?
Gave him everything else.
PPDB, you cut?
PPDB, we cut. Yeah.
Go by page, will you please?
We're on page 21.
Okay, we're back on sync here?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Next page would be page 25, Growth Policy Council. What I wanted to do, but because you say we may not be able to do, what I wanted to do was to cut out everything except committee travel and expenses, cut out the executive director position, and so on, because it's not filled now. That, again, is up to whatever you might be working with as far as the governor.
I think you should do what you think is right.
Okay, I don't think we got the figures in, do we, Allison?
No.
Okay, my recommendation would be that we leave in enough, you know, per diem, committee travel, et cetera, for the however many members there are in the administrative positions.
Okay. Any objection?
And you cut the director?
Yeah.
For this, might it be worthwhile to keep a clerk secretary in to coordinate their travel and stuff like that?
Well, let's see. Well, they got two temporary.
They got lots of people in DPD. It's under DPDP. They got lots of secretaries. Some planner can do it. They can plan their trip.
So I don't know what the
I hope someday you guys get to work in one of these state government offices.
I have.
You realize we have more planners in DOT than Boeing does, than Boeing has?
We have more DOT planners.
We never get contracts like Boeing just got.
They got a $4 billion contract. You know, it's true. Seattle is just booming. The rest of the country is
just well, that dire that one contract will keep booming for a couple of years.
A couple. Okay, so I don't know what to figure on that. It'll be down probably by...
public forum zero, huh?
Probably about half. Public forum... Yeah, the governor is going to transfer that, but we can zero it here.
Zero.
Okay.
He doesn't have his request, did he?
I don't see it. Budget management. We took out $50,000 for census data. Is that correct, Allison?
Mm-hmm.
Census data computer program. Explain that.
Well, it was our feeling that they would not have the information back from the 1980 census in order to be able to develop programs during fiscal year 81.
That's right.
So we took out $50,000 ahead there.
What was it going to do?
We're going to develop computer programs to manipulate the census data.
Oh.
Count toilets.
And therefore manipulate the...
So June will get screwed, I see.
We did, just so the committee will know, we did allow the three new positions that they were requesting.
We said we were going to get more paperwork on this.
Well, why'd you allow the demographer if they don't have the...
They don't need it. There are a lot of things they can go ahead and do without the census data. That was just part of the whole program.
Okay.
Is there money in here for more bookcases for this room?
No. That's good.
The idea is to have fewer books.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is internal audit. We denied the new position in one of the internal auditor three. We denied the new position and the related cost, so it's down. The feeling that they have a
circuit else for people out there.
Very good. Telecommunications, Capital Site Planning Commission, 001. Selective operations.
Well,
that's... Oh, it was always good, yeah. Selective operations.
Why is it in this budget? It's been zero, always been zero.
Yeah, they're just screwing with you, boy, by putting it in here.
17.
I guess it doesn't drop out until next year.
I want to say 39. Where the hell are you at?
35. So.
Yeah, why'd you skip 34 and 5?
Okay.
It's already been skipped.
I think you better. Where are you at,
bro? I'm on page 39.
Apparently, I was lagging behind you, right?
I'm on 39, too.
Well, since we're outnumbered, I'll go ahead and go to 39.
Could you go on record as being outnumbered, Russ?
Outnumbered, but not out the box. Right?
Right.
Okay. Page 39, elections. We gave them the governor. This is up considerably, but of course you know why.
There's an election.
There's an election.
I figured it out right now.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
Okay.
You sure that's enough money?
Yeah, they seem to be happy.
Now, do you have money in here for the recounts? Because
that's
the,
what I need.
Legal fees
for that.
Yeah, legal fees.
Okay, salary figures, Allison, where are these at?
These
are the most recent, right?
Which page are you talking about?
I'm talking 43.
43?
All the rest of them through.
Yeah.
43, 45, 47, 49, 51. No, 51.
Science and technology on page 51. this is going to be an interesting.
Let's go to 53.
Page 53. We made a reduction here. We reduced the Northern Technology Grants Program by $100,000. Now, the reason why we did this is that. Where's the legislation?
It's in House Bill 60.
House Bill 60 that increases it. And they don't need the increase here if that bill goes through.
That's not true. If I can explain.
You're running the committee. Come on, I'll listen to that guy. Go right ahead.
No, we don't. No, go ahead.
Okay, the response to that program was a lot more than we expected. And so the supplemental, which I introduced, will cover the remainder of FY80 and for another grant cycle in April and May of this year. The grants go out in June. The 150 they would hold for next spring and do their grant cycle each spring for the remaining 3 years of the program until the thing sunsets. And so that 200 is not intended to replace the 150 that was in here.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point is they had 50 last year, they had 200 in supplemental and 250 in
supplemental. 200 grants and 15 in administration.
Okay. And then, so just a recommendation, we stay at 50,000, we can do otherwise. Just keep in mind.
Okay, what are the numbers now? Last year they had what?
Last year they had 50,000. Okay. This year they've got, in House Bill 60, is it
200. Now, is that all of the supplemental for this year?
For this fiscal year.
Okay.
It has a lapse date on it of 81.
It couldn't carry over.
It couldn't carry over.
That month, not okay.
And then there's another 50 coming in here.
In here. They wanted 150.
So that raises them essentially to 250. And Brian, you're saying they need another 100?
That 150 would be appropriate for the coming fiscal year.
I don't have any strong.
What do they do this thing?
Okay, this is.
Why do they need.
Grants of up to $5,000 for backyard inventors. It was the bill that I put in last year. And I think perhaps Jay Hogan, who's on the council, might be able to give some neutral testimony on this, if you'd like, instead of mine.
Neutral testimony? On the council, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to increase the grants item to 150.
What would you do about taking 100? That way you got 200 in HB 60 and then another 100. Weren't there two appropriations in HB 60?
One was for the seismic program.
That's a special.
Yeah. Sure, I'd compromise on that.
Okay, I just want, I won't fight it, but I just want people to know that you're increasing my budget. I've been trying to be conservative all along here. Forcing the stuff on me.
Okay, go to 100, and then what do you get in, what's the total in, if you add that 50 on?
So,
149.4?
249.4. Okay? Are you ready? Are you
good? I'm ready.
Okay, Public Offices Commission. Now, there are several things happened here.
Oh.
We decreased it by $4,000.
Pretty tough.
We took a vacancy assessment, which is actually $6,000. We also changed one, well, let me explain this. What they've done is they've got a Public Offices Commission office in Anchorage year-round. In Juneau, they don't have one. They have a little clerk, I guess, now available, right? They were requesting another new position, Administrative Assistant 3 position for Anchorage. All four of these positions were going to be in Anchorage. However, they're going to move an Anchorage position then down to Juneau to hold the office full time. So instead of doing that, we changed the designation of Administrative Assistant 3 from Anchorage to Juneau, which will allow full time in Juneau. Okay, so we'll have an Anchorage office full time and a Juneau office full time. I also developed figures, in case the Fairbanks people would be interested, in what it would cost to open Fairbanks. Okay.
As long as we can still call collect.
Okay. Yeah, so
I'd rather put the 50,000 in.
No. The figure would be allowing them the four new positions, and total expenditures would be 377.6 down 6,000 from the governor's figure.
Okay, I got an amendment. I'd like to put a full-time office in Petersburg.
Okay, I would draw my motion. Me. What's the matter?
I would draw my motion.
Mr.
Chairman, I don't understand why they need so many new positions. I mean, I agree that...
So they can nitpick our stuff to death.
I agree that there's a need for a full-time office in Juneau, but I don't know that there's a need for that many new positions in their statewide office.
Well, what they're telling us is that the Anchorage municipality up there... Is that correct?
Yeah. What I was going to say is that two of these are designated jobs. They are part-time instead of full-time.
Oh, well, good.
And they're just the first two, clerk four and clerk three. And they are part-time positions for the election year workload.
Right.
And I'll remove my objection.
And during, in Anchorage...
How about the data entry worker?
That's a... It's going to be a full-time at 7 point. Is that part-time too?
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They're all
part-time. They're part-time except position three then. Okay, so we got one full-time, three part-time. Okay. That will allow the Juneau office year round. You know, it was here, and then last year they thought they were going to save money. It cost them more because it really cost them more. They saved $3,000 for the office out of Juneau. Okay? Department administration, executive administration. There was the governor's budget amendment here. Reduced it by 11.7, I guess, huh? Excuse me. 61.
We funded the deputy commissioner for the government's budget amendment and then transferred our position of certain administrative services.
Okay. The reason why you see a reduction in personal services is it's not a cut as such. We transferred it out of here and put it in the administrative services. It's the word processing consultants.
We have the 50,000 contractual.
Consulting fees. Is that been...
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Commissioner wanted $50,000 contingent action for unspecified consulting, et cetera, so we just reduced it. Okay,
so you've got 768.9.
Right. Okay. Is that what that was? Administrative services. This is where we transfer into position out of the commissioner's office as a word processing consultant. So the increase there is that transfer is not any other. We didn't add anything. We just transferred it out of the previous BRU position. Okay? Okay. Accounting. For the governor's budget amendment for 20.4.
Now, where are you? Pre-audit 67?
Page 67. Mm-hmm. Governor's budget amendment for 20.4. Other than that, no change. Accounting services. A part-time accounting technician position was requested, and we allowed it. So we're good. Okay. Payroll accounting. Governor's figure. Administration support. Governor's figure. Okay, risk management.
Let me interrupt you, Raymond. That's one thing I forgot to cover with the committee that I meant to. As you guys know, the governor has over 1,000 employees added to the budget, although 400 of them, 350 of them, are in marine, what are they?
Marine
transportation and the spooks, you know, the CIP invoice. But even not counting those, he's added 650 new employees to the state payroll on a permanent basis. And I think the committee needs to get a feeling before we go through the budgets as to whether or not you want to end up at 650. Because, you know, we have as probably as many, we might be subtracting some, but I'm sure we've got as many add-ons in other areas of our own priorities as we're going to subtract if you just sort of go through without really taking too harsh a look at it. But I'd like to get a reading from the committee whether or not you want to come out of here with adding 650 positions to the budget, knowing also that the free conference committee might even add a couple of more. So you're talking about, unless we make a special effort to not allow any positions and only allow those that are of the most importance or things that are our own priorities, I think we're going to end up with, nickel and dime to death, Positions that we don't even know whether they're needed and they're not that sexy, but, it's an extra clerk here and an extra person here, which may or may not be needed, but if we just allow them all. And Jim hasn't been, I'm not saying that, because he's cut most of these positions out, but I think in terms of most of the other budgets, we were going to be in trouble. Sally?
Are you counting the conversion from part-time to seasonal? We've got hundreds in our budget.
I don't think we are.
An awful lot of that.
They show up as new positions.
Chairman, an awful lot of that we brought upon ourselves last year when we got tangled up in the temporary bit and the find that probably.
How many new positions do you have?
Efficient gain more than any place else.
How many new positions do you have in your two budgets?
There was over 100 in the university budget, and we had not all those at this point in subcommittee action. Although, well, there's been some ads, but I still think we're below the 100. In education, the initial market that I was working on today, there's probably 20 or 30, and my initial cut is probably only about half of those.
So they're at about 30.
That would be the high side. I'm trying to guess.
Okay, that's education over there.
How
many?
16. We come with a net change on our budget, I think, of plus four.
Four.
Oh, very good.
And on health, I think we're going to come out pretty close to zero. I don't have any of that.
Just the position count?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Office of the Governor, 197. No, difference, 20. An increase of 20. Administration up 45, law up 26, revenue up 19, education up 57, but health and social services up 93, wow, labor up 2, commerce up 19, natural resources up 88.5.
What's the C?
C, it says. I don't know.
That includes
just due to the way the natural resource president budget FY81 decision count is unreliable, this figure probably overstates the number of positions. Fish and game, 70.7. Public safety, minus 1. All right, next.
Sure.
Environmental conservation, plus 23.
Not when it comes out of us.
CRA, 8.5. Transportation, 55. That does not count the marine transportation or the CIP.
Well, marine. Chairman, again, the marine transit is a little hard to figure because it all depicts. Let me explain that to you. I'll do it now. I'll have to probably do it again. Marine transportation, you have so many vessels to make so many trips, it takes so many men.
And women.
And women. Sailors. Sailorettes. Never mind. Yeah. So it
seems to be diminutives.
So if they add a voyage, They figure the men on a man-hour basis, and when they say they have 100 people, that doesn't mean actually necessarily 100 bodies. That may be, that's so many man-hours on maybe 200, 300, 400 people. They don't, not like clerks in an office, what I'm trying to say, and I'm sure I'm not explaining this very well. So depending on how many voyages they make, how they figure the hours is where you get the change in numbers. You're not actually changing numbers of people. You don't understand what I'm saying. I don't even understand myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me finish this list. Judicial branch 42, U of A 80, Montgomery 0. And then it says 203 in CIP and 165 in money trans changes. So there you go. So I bring this up because I think well, let's go down and see what we've got then. Office of the Governor, 20. That's how many did we cut? Administration law, 26. Revenue, 19. Who's got revenue? Is that you?
Yeah.
You cut all of them. Where
is that one?
Of course, that's all.
I want to throw in one thing. We're in a frenzy this year of adding a lot of new programs and things, and one of the faults that we can be accused of in the past is adding programs without the people to do them, which is why the department gets in trouble. So I think it's one thing to consider when we start looking at taking positions away, is to seriously consider what we're asking them to do in addition to what they've done.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you more, but what I'm saying is, like, I got this alcohol stuff, right, which I think is really important. It adds 10 people to the state payroll, okay? 3 in the supplemental and 7 in FY81, so it's 10 people. Well, that's not counted in there. The only other thing I've got is corrections, which the master plan recommends 140 new people.
How many?
140. To be phased in a couple of years. So you're talking about... Let me finish this thing first, really quick.
Hey, one thing in revenue, Russ, that figure is wrong because some of the people aren't in the general government.
Okay.
But some of these categories are spread all over.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, well, I just want to get put that in your mind, you know, because, like, it's not too bad. Administration, you know, there's maybe, but some of these bigger ones, like health and social services, they got 93 plus 10 for health and, for alcohol. That's 103, you know, and then whatever corrections is. So you're looking at, you know, 100, maybe a couple of 100 employees, potentially.
We're giving them 4.
We're giving them 4 out of 12.
They're only getting, at the most, 1 or 2 out of health. So.
Our net figures aren't changing much. Like on social services, I took FY83 conference, the amount of positions there, and totaled up what we've allowed, and we come out with a plus 4.
Okay. Well, some of these are like, you know, put on the budget and audit, too. So it's a little bit.
No, no, Jim.
Not too many?
Oh, those are.
All those are added by the governor. Don't go through budget.
Well, our net anyway is about 1, even including our fees is 4.
Yeah, we're not very high.
Well, I think if you. I just think that one way that, you know, we're going to be evaluated of a number of ways is, you know, the governor's already said that they screwed up with 650 employees. I mean, they're against their own budget. They've come out very strongly saying it was a mistake.
Have they amended
they
it?
Said which
no.
ones?
Well, let's cut those 600 out if they say it's a mistake.
They agree that they did not keep track of it. As Jerry went through it and the other VRC members, they went through it and they just looked at each one separately and put it in. And he didn't add them up. When he added them up with 650 new employees. He didn't have control of it. So that's what I'm trying to do here. With the committee, say, okay, look, if you go through these one at a time without understanding that they add up to 650.
Can we get a memo from them on which are specifically the mistakes?
That would help, wouldn't it?
Could you request one?
I'll ask them.
I can.
Some are trying to cut positions out of the budget. You got any suggestions? But I just say that because I think, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody else. I've got new priorities that I have that cost new state employees. But, you know, I think we're going to have to look at them in terms of a priority.
Well, before you quit, have you talked at all with the rules chairman about, you know, in past years, finance continued meeting through the session if there was a light calendar, on whether or not he can have some light calendars this week and next week so we can finish this off?
I have not talked to him about that because they got so elitist about the whole thing last year. Everybody got paranoid, thought we were thinking we were better than they are.
Mr. Chairman, I have no problem with that. If they want to...
Carter, here,
turn
your meeting. Who wants it?
Do I have
0
on page 75?
We just approved 75, didn't we?
I don't know,
77. 76A, 77, risk management, okay? Everybody with me?
No.
Okay, what we did there is we allowed the four new positions, actually, governor's figure. They have shown, last year we allowed an increase in four positions. They decreased cost for premiums, et cetera, by $1.6 million. Somewhere in that neighborhood, and they're projecting me. They're saying we give them these added positions if we allow.
Right.
77, just mentioned. Okay. Okay, page 79, premiums. That's the figure that's provided by the administration based on the allowance of their positions. 81. Same thing. These are broken out and separate.
Are you adopting the governor's? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. I'm
adopting the governor's figure, or what's in the House column, right, on page 79 and 81, which is the same thing as the governor's recommendation. Okay, page 85, there were some budget amendments submitted here by the governor because they're splitting personnel into two areas called, what, labor?
Personnel
is one division and labor relations is the other division. So what you see on page 85, the negative figures in the governor's amended column will show up on the next page on page 87 for labor relations. Or at least part of it will. There'll be some additional. So those two positions down there at the bottom were allowed. Two new positions. Okay. Page 87 is the new division of labor relations. The only change we made in this budget was a big one, $2,900. We eliminated the salary commission's travel because they've been eliminated.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a new position.
Mr. Guy.
On page 87.
Yes.
So the figure would be 30.2, huh?
Pardon? What page you on?
87.
Yeah, that's travel. 30.2.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Thank you.
Page, the next page would be page 92, I guess. General Services Purchasing. Is that correct, Allison?
Yeah, 91.
All right, page 91. We did allow the three new positions to go to sleep. Next is page 93. The only difference here is we assessed the vacancy rate that they didn't have. And so it's slightly lower than the governor's figure with the vacancy that we did. Page 95. There's a budget amendment reducing it by 20.4. And we assessed the vacancy of $5,000, and that's the difference between the governor's figure. Page 97, General Services Central Duplicating, the governor's figure. Page 99 would be the next page, General Archive, General Services Archives. We allowed the three new positions that they were requesting. Well, actually, it's the governor's figure. Okay, so far? No problem? All right. General Services, Surplus Property, 101 is the governor's figure. Data processing, we have left it with what the governor was recommending, but there will be a reorganization plan coming across, so this will all be changed. However, the numbers will be pretty close, right? Because there will be different categories and so on. So actually, all through this next section here, it's the governor's
figure. I just use the dollar figure.
We're not approving these new positions now, then we'll do it whenever we get the reorganization plan.
Right.
And the numbers you just kept in, figuring out.
Right. Okay, I guess the next one then would be on page 125, Labor Relations Agency. Everyone keeping up? Page 127, EEO, assessed a vacancy, reduced it just very slightly. Allowed the three new positions. As I recall, these positions are all filled presently. They're senior positions, and the funding is running out, so they go to the general fund. But they're all filled.
Wait, they're filled by CEDAs now?
Right.
And we're going to make them stay in place?
Yeah. The funding runs out. They can't fill them. They could let those people go and replace them, I guess, to find qualified people. But they, you can only fill a CEDA position.
What,
18 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Retirement benefits, PERS, governor's figure. TRS on page 131, it's a governor's figure. Other benefits. That's the governor's figure also, right? Okay. Could you read the intent here?
Okay. Retirement and benefits specialist is approved for support of the elected public official's retirement system. If this system is voided by the court, the position is to be eliminated.
What's that again?
There's a retirement and benefits specialist, which is approved for support of the elected public official's retirement system. If this system is voided by the court, the position is to be eliminated.
Okay. Page 132A is the legislative intent that's being recommended.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to
do that? Not necessary, I guess. I forgot what's printed here.
Yeah.
Okay. Building and equipment services leasing facilities on page 137 is the governor's figure. Employee housing on page 139, governor's figure.
Can I ask what kind of vacancy rates are assessed in the governor's figure, sir?
As I said this morning, if he assessed higher than 3%, we accepted that. If he assessed lower than 3%, we went to 3%.
Okay.
but I don't know, on each category, you want it by...
No, that's fine.
Okay, legal services, page 143. Governor had submitted some budget amendments, or one budget amendment, which shows an increase over his figure. We allowed all the new positions, all of them except, I have to turn my book, most of those are filled positions already. What happens is that they're established during the interim. Other divisions put money in their budget for legal services, contract with Department of Law, which you know, Department of Law then puts on the attorney to handle that. So most of these are filled positions. I can go through each one of them. You have missed it, the work was filled. Also.
This new position is for U.S. for United States versus Alaska?
The boat at sea, leased out this week.
Is one attorney enough?
They seem to think so, yeah. Wherever they had. Okay, the Nome, two Nome attorneys are not filled. There's two Nome positions are not filled. But with the filling of the judge in Kotzebue and just because of the increased workload, they feel they'll need those. The accounting technician one is not filled, however, they are in need of increased accounting support. They haven't had any increase in their accounting division for the past 8 years or so. The rest of the attorneys, with the exception of position five, are filled. Page 143, legal, oh yeah, that's the figures, that's why the figures there, we allow the new positions with the budget amendment by the governor. Okay.
All of the 13 positions?
That's correct. Well, we show one more than what the governor approved, but the reason that one more is there because he submitted a budget amendment.
Number 13, question.
Position 13 is the budget amendment position. Okay, FERC continuation, page 145, $2 million, what they request, $2 million is... This thing's been going for how many more years, they say, to 1987 before they finally will get it resolved, and they're going to require money on a yearly basis.
They believe it will. Last year, they weren't sure if it was going to last the rest of the year. Now they're pretty sure it's going to last till 87.
Yeah, and he had I don't know if he got with us, but he had given us a schedule of what they're going to need.
Well, just in case that gets settled, I'd like to move the same intent for FY81 as we had in FY80. Which was, if it's completed, the money lapses.
I think that sounds reasonable. I doubt they'd have any problem with that. That's a full employment attorney bill that we're going to settle that.
Right.
Okay, revenue operations on audit throughout this area. Audit had been requesting 8 new positions for what they were calling their invisible taxpayer program. They were going to go back and identify taxpayers who had not filed in previous years, which may be a good idea, however, because we don't know what impact the income tax bill is going to have yet, we didn't allow any positions. So they may be able to do a lot of this stuff with the current positions or even phase down. So we're eliminating the new positions and on audit, accepting the figures otherwise.
On this one, I would assume if there's a tax bill passed by the time free conference comes along that you'd be adjusting the whole area anyway.
Right, yeah. So we're just not approving any new positions now, holding with this continuation of them more or less. Okay, on the petroleum revenue, governor's request, governor's figure, on page 151. On page 153, it's the governor's figure, excuse me, it is not. We an increase in vacancy, we believe the travel increase, and we believe the data retrieval system development, is that correct?
Those two of us specified.
Okay. They were more specified in the individual taxpayer program. We may have to end up putting some of that stuff back in there, but not yet. Yeah, we're in the house figure. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
On 153?
That's correct, yes. Be 1334.1. On enforcement, excuse me, treasury management, we increased vacancy rate, and we increased travel. So what we did is we put more money on personal services for higher vacancy, and we gave more travel money. They made a pitch in the subcommittee, one which I think was verified, that they were running short on travel, and they do a lot of, they have to do a lot of travel.
On this one, I assume that the money for the permanent fund safekeeping fees was carried forward again for the coming fiscal year.
Correct.
Do you want to do the same intent that because the permanent fund may be transferred over to new management based on the, I expect it to be based on the pre-conference committee bill that passed today, which has a fiscal note of approximately $300,000 on it. You may be able to reduce that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea to do that same intent. Maybe even by pre-conference we'll just zap it out there, but we should at least have that intent there. Okay. Department of Revenue, Office of the Commissioner. We increased our vacancy rate and decreased travel. The Commissioner travel seemed to be a lot higher. What we actually did is took $10,000 of his travel and gave it to Treasury Management. Ends up same total.
So just charging his travel to Treasury Management?
Yeah, right. I mean, he's going to be right. He's going to do what he wants to do. Administrative Services. We didn't allow the new positions, which also had to deal with the visible tax protection, right? Mm-hmm. So we disallowed those two positions and associated costs. So the figure is 2266.7 on page 161. Fishing game licensing, governor's figure. This is the first time this has been in this. Usually in which category?
Natural resources.
Natural resources. State agency communications.
Hey, just a question, Jim, on that fishing game licensing. What do these guys do?
These are your licensing agents.
Oh, you mean the fee agents?
Right. Okay. All right. State agency communications. Page 167. The governor's figure. Support the state agencies.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Last year, Helen DeCullen was in here. Giving us a pitch on this new telecommunications system that we're going to set up to cut down on costs by using some sort of microwave system or something.
Wideband.
Yeah. Is that implemented?
No, what happened is they found out they did not have enough money to implement it this year. So they have requested the funding for that again in next year's budget at a level that they think will be sufficient to pay for it.
So where's that?
$200,000 for the tear off breaks, and then at one position.
What's the damage for it? How much did you tell us?
$60,000 in the position.
The House analysis on page 166A says that interagency receipts are increased to 353.5 from 60,000. Is that correct?
They're increased by 60,000.
Oh, increased by 60,000. Okay.
And general fund is reduced.
Okay. Okay, Joe?
Yeah.
North Slope Paul Road communications. Governor's figure. Well, what are the vacancy on this? Oh, no figure. I was looking at the wrong column. It's been combined. Okay. Remote Village Radio on page 173 is the governor's figure. TV demonstration project on page 175, we deleted 73.8 equipment with the idea being there's going to be a telecommunications bill to provide the necessary equipment to go through but in two places. So there's a need. We take care of also. Facilities planning. Okay.
Keep going.
So, facilities planning and research, transportation planning has been, this has all been reorganized again. So for the next few pages,
up to 187 for the next page. What page?
186.
Why don't you explain that intent on page 186, Alice?
Okay. One of the things that I discovered last week was in trying to review the capital budget for facilities planning and research is that there seems to be a real overlap between what they're putting.